Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brought to you by Venture Aquarium. Here's what you do, Ike. The Ike Juice Hotline. I want to do this every day. 215-625-6586. But for the time being, we do it after Eagles games on Monday at 3:35. What's the Ike Juice Hotline? Whatever the hell you want to say at 215-625-6586. Hit it, Ben.
Sunday at 6:53 p.m.
Well, boys, there goes the season. All because Doug Peterson. I said, I have a 250-pound running back, and I have a 230-pound running back, both of which are capable of running people over. No, 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 no. I'm going to pass 40 times, 40 times with my quarterback in three quarters. This is the result you get when you chance that too much.
End of message.
There you go, Ike.
Oh, there's the Doug. Blame Doug.
First call of the day that we took on the regular phone lines, blame Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And our first Ike Juice caller blames Doug as well. Go ahead, Ben.
Sunday at 7:51 p.m.
Eagles won. They clinched the division. They need to win 2 of 3 games to clinch the first seed. Yet all hope is lost. Damn wins. Damn Doug Peterson for not running the ball. I thought I'd be more excited.
End of message.
Why did he get creepy there towards the end where he was like, Doug?
I'm trying to figure out when was Doug supposed to run the ball.
I'm not sure. Could he have ran the ball a couple more times? No, that's not what happened. What's going on in the game, Ike?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out with these callers. Like, at what point in the game did you want him to run the ball? When they were down? Like...
They won the game.
I mean, that's when Carson got injured, when they were down. They weren't up when he got injured by 10 running out the clock. They were down. So when would you have liked for him to run the football?
And they did sure they were still running the ball. It's just sometimes in the NFL you throw the ball a lot. Welcome to 2017. Go ahead, Ben.
Sunday at 8:51 p.m.
Uh-oh.
Why wouldn't Carson Wentz go to the locker room? I almost got in an accident when I saw the notification. And now I'm here. ACL? I'll give you my ACL. I'll give you whatever you need, Carson. I'll give you whatever, man. Don't do this to us. Never do this to us.
End of message.
Well, his new ACL is actually following me on Twitter now, Ike. I don't know if you checked and saw if he's following you. Really, it's I'm trying to find it right here. Yeah, he does have Carson's new ACL on Twitter. Following
real
me.
Quick.
Yeah.
29 first downs. 29 first downs, 8 for 20 on third down, 2 for 2 on fourth down. They ran 85 plays to the Rams, 45 plays. They had the ball. Let's see. Damn near 40 minutes to the Rams' 20 minutes. So you control time of possession nearly 2-1. More first downs, more total yardage. But we should have – I'm still trying to figure out when we should have run the ball yesterday.
People just reacting poorly to Carson being hurt. That's all it is. Go ahead, Ben.
Sunday at 9:45 p.m.
Why do you have to do this to me, Carson? Why? I've never criticized you like any other Eagles quarterback. And now this. Why?
End of message.
Yeah, I got a lot of text messages like that in the last 12 hours or so. Not fun, Ike.
No.
We got one more, Ben. Go ahead.
Sunday at 10:14 p.m.
Nikki Six got this. I watched those 7 touchdowns over here on the west side against the Raiders. He could do it. So we're going to ride them. We're going to ride on to the motherfucking Super Bowl if we need to. You motherfuckers bet not start dogging Nick Six all week, wondering what he can and cannot do. Because that's some bullshit. And the motherfuckers already been through this with y'all over there in the Southern media. So leave this motherfucker alone tonight. And don't give him nothing but praise for the next week.
We get the point.
End of message.
Thank you. Thank you for getting that caller in.
Go the extra mile this holiday season. Adventure Aquarium memberships make great gifts. You can purchase them online at adventureaquarium.com. The Ike Juice Hotline, 215-625-6586. Hey, Ike, I'll check them. If we get some during the week about stuff, who knows? Maybe we'll play some. But, yeah, some people obviously upset.
People upset about Carson, and I get it. I get it.
Yeah, we get
it. I get it. It takes a little while to sort of regroup. And here's the good thing. It's just an ACL tear. So, I mean, those things are so common nowadays.
It's like outpatient surgery.
Yeah,
almost.
Man, it's happened. And I expect Carson, listen, come training camp, he'll be ready to go or be back on the field. They'll take it easy with him. And who knows? He may be ready to go by the first game next year.
I think he will be.
Yeah, so, you know, ACL tears don't even worry me anymore. Those things are common. And now if it was an Achilles, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. Those are a little more significant. But it's not like Teddy Bridgewater's situation, right?
No, it's a new ligament, bing, bang, boom, surgery done. Then it's just a grueling rehab.
Yeah, just the rehab.
Yeah, and I'm not worried about Carson doing the rehab. He's probably going to be in better shape next year.
And he's not a running back or a wide receiver. He's a quarterback.
Yep.
So if it means he doesn't run as much, oh, well, that means he'll be throwing from the pocket. Plenty of quarterbacks had a lot of success in this league throwing from the pocket. So I'm okay about the future of Carson Wentz as well. It's an ACL tear. It's unfortunate, but could be a lot worse, man. You could be talking about nerve damage. You could be talking about all sorts of things.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Ron and Carney's point. I want to hear this phone call based on his comment. Ron, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Ron.
I was listening just a few minutes ago, and Ike, I want to have a small debate with you. You were talking about him, Peterson. When is the last time that Andy Reid won a Super Bowl? Answer my question.
He's thinking. Give him a second. All right, Ike.
Never.
When was the last? Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
You mean as a head coach, right?
You know what?
You mean as a head coach, right?
I predict exactly what Peterson was doing based on what Andy Reid did when he was here.
Okay.
Pass the ball on first down, run the ball on second down, pass the ball on third down. If I can pick it up, I think everybody else can that are watching film. Okay?
Is that how they scored 43 points?
How did they beat Dallas? How did they beat Dallas?
They're 11-2.
Weren't they having problems? Weren't they losing at the end of the first half?
Ron, they're 11-2.
The ball? What did they do after that when they came out in the second half? What did they do?
Did they run the ball for 200?
Did they run the ball?
No, I'm asking you.
Yes,
Ron,
they
you have all the answers.
And they slaughtered them.
But hold on, Ron. Shouldn't you give Doug Peterson credit for adjusting and coming out in the second half and doing what you wanted him to do?
In that game, yes.
Okay.
He did not make the adjustment. They were up 24-10. Ike, you said you were wondering when he should run the ball.
Yeah.
When he's up 24-10.
Didn't the Rams come right out and score?
Yes, they did.
And then the Rams. Hold on, Ron. Hold on. I gave you time to talk. Didn't the Rams come right out and score at the halftime?
Yes, they did.
And then didn't they block a punt and score a touchdown?
Yes, they did.
So should the Eagles have run back to the lead then?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
And I'll tell you why.
It makes no sense. After the quarterback threw for 200 and some yards in the first half, which got them to 24-14, you think when they're down 28-24, they should automatically start running the ball now?
Yes, I do.
But at no point in the game did the running game get the lead for them.
All of these teams.
No, we're talking about
season.
Yesterday. Every game is different. Every game calls for its own game plan. So every game is different. They threw the ball yesterday to get the lead.
Right, but what has been their success? Why have they won so many games?
Being a balanced offense. They aren't predictable. They aren't a one-dimensional offense, so they can beat you with the run or beat you with the pass. Next question.
Were they balanced yesterday?
They beat you with the pass yesterday.
When's the last time before this game have they won throwing 40 passes?
That's all irrelevant.
When's the last time they won a game?
When's the last time they had to throw it 40 times to win?
This wasn't one of the times.
Oh, really?
If they really established the run. Remember, the Rams were ranked 27th in the league against the run.
Did the Rams score 35 points yesterday?
What?
Did they score 35 points yesterday?
They scored 43.
No. I asked you, did the Rams score 35 points yesterday?
Yes, they did.
So you tell me the last time a team won a game by running the football and giving up 35 points.
Let me ask you.
I need you to answer my question. Answer my question, Ron. See, you're wrong. That's really what that boils down to. You're wrong.
You're wrong.
I know the easy thing to say is run the football. I get it. That's what everybody says.
So hold on.
Carson Wentz didn't become the front runner for the MVP running the football.
So would they be 13-0 if they ran the ball more?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, they're 11-2, but we should run the ball more somehow. That's going to make us a better team.
Well, his comment was they'll never win anything just like Andy Reid. Let me just tell you, watching Andy Reid for many years and watching Doug Peterson for many years, they don't resemble the same coach. I mean, do they? Other than they run the same offense, and there's obvious similarities because Doug played under Andy, Doug knows Andy, Doug coached under Andy. Doug's not coming in here following Andy Reid blueprint. He does his own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's a better game day manager as far as timeouts and clock management and stuff like that. He's got to do it for a longer time. But I don't know how you're calling up being like he's gonna be like Andy Reid.
Well, I'm looking at the standings here, right? I'm looking at the standings here. And I'm trying to figure out, of these teams that are in the playoffs, let's see, other than Tennessee, that's in the AFC, maybe the Saints, which one of these teams are getting to the playoffs by running the football?
Yeah, I don't know how Tennessee's getting to the playoffs at all.
I'm trying to figure out, everybody says run. That's the way to win in this league. But it's funny, the league doesn't take your advice, people. If you haven't noticed, all these guys who have head coaching jobs in this league, in the more successful teams, they aren't taking your advice that seems to be fail-proof in your minds. Run the ball, you'll win more. Well, why don't these teams run the ball more? Why don't we draft running backs instead of quarterbacks? Why are we paying quarterbacks $20-plus million when all we got to do is just run the ball? Why does every year in the first round people say you don't draft a running back in the first round? You know why? Because a first-round running back has never led you to a championship. Well, I'm trying to figure out, is it important to run the football or not? And if it's so important to run the ball, then why don't we draft the best running backs to run the ball? And that should be the focal point of every offense. But for some reason, the quarterbacks are the focal point of every offense. For some reason, the quarterbacks are the highest-paid players on the team for some reason. But we seem to think he should turn around and hand the ball off the majority of the time. But the rest of the league doesn't see it that way. When's the last time a team, how many teams are built around running games that win?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.